Track 13, a family company at heart. As family-run flooring and furniture specialist John Doe of Diss celebrates its 40th anniversary, we meet Managing Director Nathan Doe. Tell us about the company's history.
John Doe first opened his carpet business in February 1983 after 19 years as a carpet representative. John's wife, Angela, who used to run a successful high street fashion shop in Diss, soon joined him and turned her clothing shop premises into the first John Doe retail outlet on St. Nicholas Street in Diss. By 1993, John and Angela's sons, Edward and Charles, had decided to join the family business, closely followed by Charles's wife, Lisa, who used her previous experience to head up the company's finances. John Doe of Diss has diversified by selling beds and furniture alongside the already successful flooring side of the business, and premises had changed to a larger town centre shop and warehouse in Diss. As well as expanding by opening branches in both Stowmarket and Harleston, John Doe of Diss had also outgrown their Diss premises yet again. In 2000, John Doe moved into multiple warehouses situated on Vince's Road. This gave the company an opportunity to offer their customers an even wider variety of products. By 2008, with the company continuing to grow, the decision was made to design their own purpose-built showroom, measuring a huge 40,000 square feet at Sawmills Road, Diss. It opened in April 2011. In 2015, John and Angela Doe decided to step down, leaving the business in the capable hands of Edward and Charles. While John and Angela have been enjoying a happy retirement, there has been a third generation of Doe's joining the business. I'm Charles and Lisa's eldest son and joined the company in summer 2014, closely followed by my sister Megan. In 2020, our brother Charlie joined the company as a carpet fitter. In early 2018, work began on building an 18,000 square foot delivery and distribution hub on the same premises as the current showroom, to allow the whole of the current showroom to be used as purely retail space. In 2021, I became managing director, and in 2022, there were some exciting renovations, including a brand new mezzanine floor and Angela's coffee lounge, which is named after Angela Doe.
What would you say has been key to your ongoing success?
I strongly believe that what sets us apart at John Doe is our tight-knit team and the service we give our customers. We are a family company, and not just family-owned, but a family right at our heart.
What challenges have you had to overcome?
The most obvious challenge we've faced over the last few years is the COVID-19 pandemic. It was, of course, a very difficult time for lots of people and businesses. Because we have lots of different facets to the business, we were lucky to have been able to stay busy during this period. We could still carry out fittings and deliveries, as well as continuing to work with our commercial clients. During the periods when we had to close our doors due to national lockdowns, we took the opportunity to make some big improvements in store, including a state-of-the-art flooring display.
And how does it feel reaching your 40th anniversary?
Pride is the overriding emotion. Considering the challenges the whole country has faced in recent years, to not only still be here, but to be thriving and growing is a tremendous achievement that the family and every member of the John Doe team can be immensely proud of.